There is an election coming up, or two or three, this year. It's going to be a busy, busy year and a long ballot coming up this fall. There is a seat coming open on the 72nd District Court Bench in St. Clair County, and the first candidate to announce her candidacy is with us right now, Karen Vanderhavel. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you joining us this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You are an attorney referee with the Friend of the Court. What does that mean exactly?
As an attorney referee, Paul, what we do is we meet with families from throughout St. Clair County. These are families who share a child but are no longer together, and they are having issues involving custody or parenting time, child support issues. They come before a referee. We try and mediate the situation, try and reach a resolution that's the best for the family and the child. And then if we can't resolve it, then it would go before one of the family court judges. But for the most part, we're very successful in resolving those issues and kind of helping families move on with their lives.
You must see an interesting cross-section of the county population that way, huh?
We sure do, you know, from Clay Township to Quatre Duvalle to here in the city of Port Huron, just all kinds of issues. The good news is for us, most families are there because they love their children. And communication is really the issue that they're having. And if we can help them over that, that bump, help them get back on the right track, that's what we're there for.
Let's look at the rest of your resume. What were you doing before then?
Before that, I was lucky enough to work for Judge Peter Deegan in the Circuit Court. I was his research attorney for more than 10 years, which was a great experience. I got to see criminal trials and civil trials, research those issues, write briefs for him, just kind of see the day-to-day workings in the courthouse. So that was fantastic.
It's an interesting time for the 72nd District Court because there is a vacancy on the court right now, right?
That is correct, Paul. Judge Cynthia Platzer served with the district court for many years, and her term was up at the end of this year. But she made the decision to leave that seat early, creating a vacancy. So that has been posted as a vacancy. And the governor will be appointing a replacement to finish that term just through the end of 2020. But that position will still be on the ballot in the fall, and the voters will get to decide who should serve that next six-year term.
Have you applied for the vacancy?
I have applied for the vacancy, yes.
Okay. They haven't heard anything yet.
Not yet. It can take some time for them to decide who they're going to interview and then appoint someone, generally a month or two. We're still waiting for that process to go through.
Well, what made you decide that you wanted to apply for that and to run for the office?
Well, Paul, I think my experience and my background really lend itself to a judicial position. You know, as a referee, what I do all day long is make decisions. I have two parents that are coming in front of me, and they are giving me their side of the story. And then I have to take the facts of the case and apply the law and make that decision. And I do that 8 to 10 times a day, every day, in and out, and just to let people move on with their lives. And that's what a judge does. You know, a judge has parties in front of them, trying to make decisions that's the best for those parties and the community as a whole. My personal experience has also led me to this place as I'm not only an attorney, but I'm the mother of five. I've got five great children. My husband, Mark, and I have been married for almost 30 years. Our kids are ages 14 through 24. And as any parent knows, parenting involves a lot of decision making. Weighing all the factors.
You're a referee at home, too. Sure.
That's right. But, you know, between being a mother and my work experience, the judicial position just seems like a natural development for where I'm at.
And also involved in the community as well, right?
Absolutely. My husband and I both grew up here in Port Huron. You know, I went to school actually with you, Paul, at Port Huron Northern many years ago.
Just a few years ago, right?
And I went to the community college, and we went away to U of M, got our degrees, and then came back here to raise kids. And that has been just a fantastic experience, involved in PTA, the YMCA, that's been the best part of kind of beginning this whole campaign process, is getting back out into the community in other areas, not just involving my children, because those kids have taken up a lot of my time, which is great, but now kind of expanding that. And it's just a great reminder of what a great county we live in, how generous the people here are with their time and their resources. And I'm super excited to be able to offer myself up as a candidate to benefit the county.
All right. Voters will decide in perhaps primary in August, certainly in the general in November. Karen Vanderhavel, the first candidate to announce her candidacy for the 72nd District Court bench. Karen, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. And just one brief, I am going to have some campaign kickoff events coming up.
Yes, where and when?
Thank you. I wanted to get those on the air. I would love to have voters come out and meet me, get to know a little bit more about me. Four events coming up. The first one will be February 27th here in Port Huron at the Vintage Tavern from 6 to 8. That's a Thursday. The following Thursday will be in Yale at the Yale Hotel from 6 to 7:30. That's March 5th. On March 12th, we'll be in Marine City at the Mariner Theater, 6 to 7:30. In March 19th, we'll be in Ira Township at the Bouvier Bridge Marina, again, 6 to 7:30. More information, I do have a website, which is www.karenvanderhavel.com. More information on that.
All right. Check it out. Karen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Paul.